Could you tell me, please, some of the equipment that you use now for making cider?
Well, as far as the actual making the process is concerned, I suppose you could say, basically, it consists of two main items. One is the cider mill, through which the apples are crushed. When they're crushed, that means they are broken, but they're not crushed to the extent that the juice, to any extent, is pushed out of the apple. It breaks the apple up. The traditional cider mills that we use here and were used generally throughout this part of Somerset was the Day cider mill, made at the Day foundry at Mark. And there you had two iron spiked rollers at the top, through which the apples, were put into a hopper above the rollers. The apples fell down through the hopper between these two iron spiked rollers, which were about 6 inches diameter, with a spike on one roller and a corresponding indentation in the roller opposite. So the apple fell through there, and that broke it up. And then immediately below that were two stone rollers, which I assume were probably granite, rollers of about 18 inches diameter. And those rollers were so adjusted with a comparatively narrow gap between them so that the apple, once being broken up between the spike rollers, would then pass through the stone rollers, and that would squeeze it again, would break it up further, and the broken apple would then fall down below the stone rollers into the wooden trough, and at that point we would term it apple pomace. But throughout that process there is a very limited amount of juice that comes out. There is a certain amount of juice. As I say, it drops down, the pomace drops down into a long wooden trough underneath the mill, and from there it is shoveled out. We use wooden shovels, large wooden shovels, and a shovel full of the pomace is quite heavy, probably weighs up to about 28 pounds, you see, something like that, a big shovel full. But the amount of juice that comes out during the process of putting the apples through the mill is no more than can be picked up in the shovel with the pomace. So that you've got your mill as the first fundamental piece of equipment. And the old day mills were originally made to be turned by hand. Each side of the mill was a large wheel of about 4 to 5 feet diameter, and on each wheel was a handle, and then you had a man each side of the mill. The handles were placed 180 degrees in relative position, so that when one man had his handle at the top, the other one had the bottom. And then the two men would grind like that and grind up the apples.